The Akuya District Assembly is worried about persistent refusal by two towns in the area, Urawura and Boyure Kwame Krom, to pay revenue and tax to the assembly. The inhabitants have refused to listen to appeals by some chiefs and opinion leaders to rescind their decision. Correspondent Yawasanti explains further.
For the past 4 years, Urawura and Boyure Kwame Krom, they have refused to pay property rates and other rates by law. What even beats the assembly's imagination is that the President John Mahama's special initiative on education is putting up a senior high secondary school at Boyure Kwame Krom, which the people feel that it is not proper for that project to take place there because they are not contributing to the success of the assembly.
And if they have refused to pay these levies or taxes, as it were, how is the assembly financing some of these projects? And the people who are refusing to pay, how do they expect the assembly to execute projects for them?
You see, assembly by the local government or the law of this country is a father, and therefore is obliged to carry out various development projects in all parts of the district. But their worry is about these people's failure to belong to the assembly, and they can also not deny innocent children, for instance, who are supposed to be in school. Because of that, they are not providing them with the school infrastructure, and they cannot pass on this hardship to them. All efforts have been made through some chiefs and so on to persuade the two towns to belong to the assembly so that together they can develop. But they feel adamant. And what worries them most is about a legislator from the Boyure area who is supposed to champion the peace accord. They don't seem to see anything.
That was correspondent Yao Asante.
Meanwhile, the DCE for Biakuya, Nana Akata Lewis, says the situation is seriously affecting development. He told Radio Ghana that a number of interventions to resolve the situation have proved futile. Nana Akata noted that he is yet to contact the new Minister of Local Government and Rural Development to help address the problem. He spoke to Abraham Donko.
Raura, traditional area, and part of Boyure, that is Boyure Kwame Krom, the capital of the Boyure state. They say that they are not part of the Akuya. And in the case of Raura, they were even ejecting government workers from low-cost houses. This issue came up when the Honorable Afuti Agbo was the regional minister here. It was on radio, it was on TV. But for us to go back to them, to talk to them again, he couldn't do it, and he said the incoming Honorable Helen Ajua will do, and we are still yet to. Yes.
And Nana, this issue has been lingering for 4 years now. Have you brought it to the attention of the authorities or your appointing authority, that is the Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development?
Yes.
And what has been the response?
The regional ministers are all aware.
What about the ministry itself?
Yes. Now that Honorable Deborah has come, I'm yet to go to him to put this issue before him too.
Honorable, I sympathize with your situation. So how are you managing to champion development if the people are not paying rent, taxes or levies and others? How are you developing the place?
It is really difficult. I'm here with my DCD. He will tell you, he has just come. And even though we are trying to woo these people into the fold by giving them development projects, for example, the president's senior high school that they have promised, the one that they give to us, we gave to Boyure Kwame Krom. Only for them, you see, just about a week now, somebody who voted during the assembly elections was summoned again by these chiefs to say that because he voted in the election, he was nearly lynched. He managed to escape. Now they are revisiting the